live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akila Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Housing Minister Damien English has stated in the Dáil today that the Mica redress scheme will commence in the coming weeks. Donegal County Council has activated its severe weather assessment team in response to Hurricane Lorenzo. A young family are said to have been left traumatised after two men armed with hoods broke into their home in Buncrana on Sunday night last. And representatives of the Save Our St Joseph's Hospital Action Group in Stranorlar have handed in a letter to Minister Joe McHugh's Letterkenny office today seeking a meeting with him. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin at about 5:15. First news, Housing Minister Damien English has stated in the Dáil today that the Mica redress scheme will commence in the coming weeks. The Minister was responding to Donegal Deputy Charney McConlogue, who pressed him for an update on the rollout of the long-awaited scheme. It's almost a year since funding for the scheme was announced for the thousands of affected homeowners in Donegal, but to date no work has begun. Minister English, however, while confirming that progress on the scheme has been made, failed to give an exact date as to when it would be published.
Minister, the government have treated these homeowners disgracefully. Next Tuesday marks 1 year from the announcement of €25 million and that a scheme would be actually established. And the promise was that the scheme terms and conditions would be finalised and published by last Christmas, with homes commencing to be built and repaired by the start of this year. As of now, the scheme still has not been published.
It's absolutely unacceptable, Minister, and can you update the House today in relation to when that scheme will be published, when homes will be fixed, and also if additional funding will be provided in the budget to accompany the €25 million which was announced last
year,
not €1 of which has been spent
Minister,
yet.
Minister English.
Yeah, I can't go right. I sent a letter to the Deputy today on this matter, so I'll give you the short answer. It was very, very important, and you agreed last year that we did allocate money to show commitment that we would address this, to be fair to all the homeowners, which that's what we did that, even though the scheme wasn't fully at that stage, fully worked out. That work's ongoing since that. As you know, there's been some very good meetings with our officials in the department, with Donegal Local Authority and Mayo Local Authority, around the finer details, and that's very close to an end, and that scheme then will be able to start in the weeks ahead. But that's the work that had to go on, and you were aware that last year, when the money was allocated, it wasn't fully ready, but we wanted to make sure that the money was there to make sure we could give more.
A meeting of the National Emergency Coordination Group is underway in Dublin City Centre as Met Aaron continues to closely monitor the progress of Hurricane Lorenzo. The forecaster has warned there's a high probability that it will track close to or over Ireland on Thursday. Sian Beattie is outside the conference at Agriculture House.
The National Emergency Coordination Group brings together the likes of the OPW, Met Aaron, the Gardaí and Coast Guard to prepare a national response to emerging issues such as extreme weather. Officials began arriving here shortly before 4 p.m. for the specially convened meeting organised by Minister Owen Murphy ahead of Storm Lorenzo hitting Irish shores. Met Aaron has stressed Lorenzo will not be a hurricane when it arrives on Thursday, but could bring high seas, severe winds and heavy rain. All local authorities have been urged to monitor forecasts and to prepare their crisis management arrangements. A further update is due once today's meeting ends. Shane Beattie, Agriculture House, Dublin.
Meanwhile, Donegal County Council has activated its severe weather assessment team in response to Hurricane Lorenzo, which is currently tracking its way across the Atlantic in a northeasterly direction. The team are said to be continuing to monitor the evolving advice from the National Directorate for Fire and Emergency Management and weather forecast from Met Aaron, and are preparing contingency plans in that context. It's expected that the council will issue a more specific statement tomorrow once the track of the storm and its likely extent becomes clearer. A young family are said to have been left traumatised after two men armed with hoods broke into their home in Buncrana on Sunday night last. The men, wearing dark clothing and gloves with their faces covered, broke into the property in Oak Grove Estate, which was occupied at the time by a woman and her young children. On today's 9 till noon show, Garda Niall Maguire appealed to anyone who may have any information relating to the incident to come forward.
On Sunday there, the 29th at 9:15 p.m, this was an Oak Grove Estate. Two men broke into the front sitting room while there was a young woman with her young kids in the house. They broke the front sitting room window and the front door glass. They were armed with hurls. They had their faces covered and they're wearing dark clothing and gloves. As I say, The young lady was in the house with her two young children, very traumatized by this. The two individuals searched through the house that they were like they were looking for something, and they were unsuccessful. They ran away up Millfield Road, and they got into what I believe to be a black Mitsubishi car and drove towards Millfield Farm. So that was in Buncrana at Oak Grove Estate, a lovely wee estate there in Buncrana, where it's classified as a burglary and assault, but it's not your traditional burglary where there was, you know, there's more to this maybe than meets the eye. If anybody can assist us in relation to this, contact Buncrana Guards on 074 932 0540.
Meanwhile, Garda Maguire also gave details of the arrest of a man on Sunday following an attempted burglary at the beaches in Ballybofey.
And the beaches on the 29th of September, Sunday morning, the guards got a 999 call and of an attempted burglary in progress in Ballybofey. Luckily, they were close by and they made their way to the beaches, and when they got there, they observed a male attempting to break into a neighbouring house. He fled and was arrested following a struggle, and he became quite violent and attacked the guards. He was arrested, charged and brought to court, and he's currently in custody in Castlereagh.
And did the guard sustain injuries?
No, thank God, no. There was two guards there and they were able to...
But he was prepared. He was prepared to do anything to
get away, yeah. Yeah.
Donegal County Council has been requested to provide an urgent update on action being taken in relation to the removal of gravel from the River Foyle. Concern has been raised locally on both sides of the border over the environmental impact of the works. The North's Department of Agriculture, Environment and Rural Affairs said last month that no immediate plans were in place to pursue enforcement action and that they are awaiting the outcome of legal cases in the Republic before doing so. Donegal County Council has confirmed that the issue is a live enforcement case. Councillor Gerry Crawford says the issue, however, must remain on the council agenda.
This is an ongoing issue from about 1999 to 2000, if not beyond. And the council has taken legal action on this. Some of that action has been appealed, and there's other legal action outstanding on the matter of sub judice, which restricts what can be said about the issue. But there is serious local concern about the environment and the effects that such works are having on the environment. It's an ongoing issue on our own council here, and recently it's been raised on the other side of the river with the Derry Strabane Council. And what we've been asked for today, that we're kept updated and kept the reports be brought back to our meetings so that we fully understand the implications of what's happening, and if the matter remains sub judice, then it is sub judice and we can't comment, but we still express our concerns.
The Irish government will not sign up for checks on the border as part of any Brexit deal. That's what the Taoiseach has said while rejecting proposals from the UK that there could be customs centres on both sides of the border to replace the backstop. Our political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
The leaked suggestions from the British government of having customs centres on both sides of the border to replace the backstop have been widely criticised, and Boris Johnson's now backed away from them. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar welcomed that.
Had he not, in my view, it would have been hard evidence of bad faith on behalf of the British government.
He also told the Dáil the government won't sign up to checks as part of a deal.
We are saying no to customs posts between North and South, and no British government should try to impose on Ireland a solution opposed by people North and South.
The proposals from the UK have led to political leaders here, like Sinn Féin's Mary Lou MacDonald, questioning whether the British are serious about getting a deal.
To float a non-paper, which very, very provocatively, almost maliciously, I believe, envisages a scenario that would be deeply destabilising, simply doesn't add up.
There's just 30 days left until the UK is due to leave the EU and 2 weeks until the key EU Council summit, and still no workable replacements for the backstop are on the table. Sean Defoe, Leinster House.
Representatives of the Save Our St Joseph's Hospital Action Group in Stranorlar have handed in a letter to Minister Joe McHugh's Letterkenny office today seeking a meeting with him. They say several requests for such a meeting have been made in the last 11 months, but to no avail. The group says at the beginning of last month, Minister McHugh announced that planning for St Joseph's Stranorlar and Remelton Hospitals was included in the HSC National Service Plan 2019 and that both projects would go to planning early next year. However, speaking to Highland Radio News today, Chairperson Father John Joe Duffy said several questions remain unanswered.
We handed in the letter to the ladies who are working there in Minister McHugh's office, and we also asked them to ask Minister McHugh to point out in the National Service Plan 2019 of the HSEs, where within it is the reference to St. Joseph's Hospital and future planning, which Minister McHugh announced on your radio station on the 2nd of September. We trawled the 156-page statement, and we cannot find any reference to St. Joseph's other than an ambulance base at a cost of $510,000 within that plan.
Minister McHugh's statement at the beginning of September was designed to answer a lot of questions. Your contention is those questions haven't really been answered.
Those questions haven't been answered at all. We're as far forward, we feel, as we were on the 26th of January 2016 when Kathleen Lynch announced the decision to replace all the beds with the new hospital in Letterkenny. And there has been no reversal of that decision within this plan. And there is no hope within this plan. There's no change. We are as we were on the 26th of January 2016, which is extremely disappointing. And we are now calling on the Minister to point out to us where is the announcement he made on the 2nd of September within the 2019 National Service Plan. We're bewildered.
There was a total of 615 people awaiting inpatient beds at Letterkenny University Hospital during the month of September, a 22.5% increase over the same period last year. That's below the national average of 36%. Daniel Brennan has more.
Nationally, the INMO says 10,641 admitted patients went sometime without a bed in Irish hospitals in September. That's twice as many as was recorded 10 years ago. At Letterkenny University Hospital, the 10-year increase is even more stark. There were 33 people awaiting beds at various points over the course of September 2009, compared to 615 last month, an increase of 1,763%. The INMO says the situation is placing a massive strain on its members on the front line and is seriously worsening patient care. The organisation says the situation is beyond unsustainable and the shortfall in beds and staff must be addressed now.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, proud sponsors of the Donegal GAA Championships. Gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 14 minutes past five and time for the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Starting with soccer, and Republic of Ireland boss Mick McCarthy remains hopeful that Shane Duffy and David McGoldrick may still play some part in next month's Euro 2020 qualifiers. Neither have been named in his 24-man squad for the games away to Georgia and Switzerland due to injury. Greg Cunningham and Dara Lenihan are both called up, with Enda Stevens suspended for the game in Tbilisi. But despite his club Brighton ruling Duffy out for a number of weeks due to a calf injury, McCarthy hopes the influential Dairyman can still play next month.
I'm still holding out for Duffer, actually. There is a bit of optimism there, because I spoke to him and they were saying 4 to 6 weeks, and after, I think if he had a scan, he told me they didn't think it was going to be that long. And in one of the games we played, I think it was Georgia here, he had a groin strain which he thought he might miss, and he said, no, I'll be alright, Gaff, I'll be fine, and he was, played really well. So I have a bit of optimism about him, but I know what players are like. Players want to play, and they'll give me the best case scenario always, that they might have a chance of playing. So, and I want that best case scenario. I like that from players. But until I get an absolute no from him, or from the club, from the medics, I'll retain that bit of optimism.
Well, Troy Parrott wasn't in McCarthy's squad today, but did start for Tottenham's under-19s in their UEFA Youth League game with Bayern Munich. Bayern won the match 4-1 at Spurs Academy in Anfield. Meanwhile, Tottenham manager Mauricio Pochettino is refusing to categorise tonight's Champions League meeting with Bayern as a must-win. Spurs drew their opening game in Group B away to Olympiacos, having surrendered a 2-0 lead. And Manchester City, they'll be without Kevin De Bruyne for tonight's Group C meeting with Dynamo Zagreb at the Etihad. The midfielder has been ruled out of the game with a groin injury. In the Championship tonight, there's 7 ties down for decision. Third place Nottingham Forest, they travel to play Blackburn Rovers. And the big game of the night, the leaders West Bromwich Albion, they travel to play fourth place Leeds United. And locally, the draw for the next round of the Intermediate Cup has been made. It's threw up a couple of interesting ties with the Ulster Senior League champions Coghill Celtic up against former finalists of Intermediate Cup Letterkenny Rovers. And Bonagie United play former winners Fannett United. Those ties are to be played in the week ending the 20th of October. In Gaelic games, Donegal GAA have confirmed the coming weekend's championship fixtures for Saturday the 5th of October. Oisin Kelly has more.
The two senior semi-finals are the standalone fixtures on Sunday. The rest of the championship games this weekend will be played on Saturday. Senior relegation playoffs. Ardra will meet Dunloe at Eamon Byrne Memorial Park in Killybegs at 3 o'clock, while Convoy will host the Battle of Mallon and Four Masters at 8. The intermediate championship semi-finals on Saturday both throw in at 5 o'clock. In Killybegs, it's Niamh Breed against St Noll's, with Éireagh Ballyshannon playing Clohanealy in Glenfinn. The intermediate championship relegation playoff between Nivolton and Bird is taking place in Convoy at 6, and then the Junior Championship semi-finals are a double header at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny on Saturday. At 3 o'clock, Buncrana play Convoy, and at 5 o'clock, Letterkenny Gaels take on the Rossa. A full list of the fixtures is now available in the sports section of HighlandRadio.com.
Well, Ciar Lacy says Donegal will come together again towards the end of the year, and there could be additions off the back of the club championship. The county have put the disappointment of losing to Mayo firmly behind them and are planning for an attack on 2020. Speaking at the Electric Ireland Minor All-Star Awards at Croke Park, Ciar feels having everybody back on board at management level is a good start.
At least this is going to be a wee bit of continuity in some of the things that we worked on last year. When Declan came in, it was a 3-year project for him. We had a change in coach last year and Stephen came in. But now this year we can go get straight into it and, you know, just pick up really from where we left off, and it's good. Stephen's a great guy. He's been welcomed with open arms from day one, and the players are really buying into some of the things that he's doing. And we know what his experience has been through club and county as well, and he's done it at the highest level. So say we're looking forward to the 2020 season. Haven't looked back too much in 2019, but we're club football's on at the moment there. Hopefully we might grab one or two new players out of that there and reassemble then November, December time and take it from there.
There's more there from Ciar Lacy speaking about Oisin Gallen and his club Four Masters on our website highlandradio.com in the sports section. Elsewhere in Gaelic games, Killian Young says it was an honour to play for Kerry. The defenders announced his inter-county retirement after 14 years with the Kingdom. Young won Young Footballer of the Year and four All-Ireland titles with his county. In rugby, Ireland head coach Joe Smith says World Rugby have informed him of three refereeing errors in last Saturday's World Cup defeat to Japan. World Rugby have admitted that three offside penalties given against Ireland by Angus Gardner were the wrong decisions. Jerome Garcias will be the man in charge of Thursday's meeting with Russia in Kobe. Jonathan Sexton, he'll captain the side for the first time, while new arrival Jordy Murphy has been parachuted straight into the starting berth at number 8. Moving on to boxing, and the Ulster Senior and Novice Boxing Championships start this week at the Dockers Club in Belfast. Tonight will feature the first night of action, and there'll be 15 contests down for decision, and a further 18 bouts go to the ring on Thursday night. Donegal have 8 fighters involved: Carlin Galler, Charlie Duffy, Oren Shields and Michael McConaughey of Ellie's Golden Gloves, Dennis O'Donnell Dunlow, Barry McGinty Lufford and Twin Towns duo PJ Kelly and John Lutter. 90 fights in total weighed in for the championships last weekend. The action starts each night at 8 o'clock. And the launch of the 2019 Donegal Harvest Rally will take place this evening at the Boathouse Redcastle at 7 o'clock. The rally itself will be run on Saturday week, the 12th of October, and returns to Inishowen after an 8-year absence under the clerk of the course, Tony Boyle. The top 20 will be announced tonight, and it will include the entry of Donna Kelly in a newly acquired Volkswagen Polo GTI R5, which he plans to debut at the Harvest. In athletics, Alberto Salazar has been sent home from the World Athletics Championships in Doha after receiving a 4-year ban for anti-doping violations. Salazar coached Mo Farah McCarthy won 6 world titles and 4 Olympic golds before they parted ways in 2017. Farah says he has no tolerance for anyone who breaks the rules following news of Salazar's ban. 2 of Salazar-trained athletes compete in tonight's 800 metres final. Finally, for tonight, there's a few changes to the schedule this week on Highland Radio Sport. The GAA programme will take place on Wednesday evening, will now be broadcast at the earlier time of 7:25. And on Thursday evening, we'll have a brand new sports programme called The Score. It starts after the 7 o'clock news. Dermot Doherty will be on the programme. He'll be looking at the week's sporting stories and big games. Well, that's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, Donegal County Council has voted to increase the local property tax by 15% in 2020. CEO of Donegal County Council, Seamus Neely, put forward the proposal in Lifford, stating that there is a shortfall of over just $1.7 million in the council's coffers. Mr. Neely told members the increase is necessary in order to fund vital projects in Donegal in the year ahead. A vote was taken, resulting in councillors voting 15 in favour of the increase, 13 against and 2 abstentions. Councillor Kieran Brogan voted in favour of the move, describing it as a leap of faith. His Fianna Fáil colleague, Councillor Donald Coyle, was one of those who opposed the move. He told Greg Hughes today that he did so because of the ongoing issue with MICA.
The main reason why I voted against it was because of the number of people whose houses are affected by MICA and who still have to pay property tax. And to add another 15% to that, in all conscience, I couldn't do it. My director of elections, who put in a Trojan 2 month campaign for me, went home every night to a house that is crumbling. And to expect him and others in the same position to pay an extra 15%.
If those who had officially registered their houses, if there had been some sort of an exemption for them, would you have voted in favour of the 15% increase?
I would have to consider that because of the revaluation that will be coming next year, so we don't actually know what the 15% of what it will be next year, you know. But my main concern was for most people whose houses are affected by MICA, who, along with everything else, have to pay this 15% extra. That's not right.
Weather now. Tonight will be dry with clear spells as northerly winds continue to slack and patches of mist or fog will develop. Cold with lowest temperatures of 0 to 4 degrees with some grass frost in places. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Housing Minister Damien English has stated in the Dáil today that the MICA redress scheme will commence in the coming weeks. The Minister was responding to Donegal Deputy Charlie McConnell, who pressed him for an update on the rollout of the long-awaited scheme. Donegal County Council has activated its severe weather assessment team in response to Hurricane Lorenzo, which is currently tracking its way across the Atlantic in a northeasterly direction. The team are said to be continuing to monitor the evolving advice from the National Directorate for Fire and Emergency Management and weather forecast from Met Erin and are preparing contingency plans in that context. A young family are said to have been left traumatised after 2 men armed with hurls broke into their home in Buncrana on Sunday night last. The men, wearing dark clothing and gloves with their faces covered, broke into the property in Oak Grove Estate, which was occupied at the time by a woman and her young children. And Donegal County Council has been requested to provide an urgent update on action being taken in relation to the removal of gravel from the River Foyle. Concern has been raised locally on both sides of the border over the environmental impact of the works. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, October the 1st. The death has taken place of Reverend John Lappin, Shalom, Ballycrampsey, Mallon, County Donegal. Remains reposing at Collins' funeral premises, Kildaff, with removal tomorrow afternoon at 3:30, going to Presbyterian Mallon Church Lag, with visiting until 6 o'clock, and on Thursday from 4:30 until 8:30. Funeral service on Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock, followed by burial in the adjacent burial ground. House private, please.
The death has taken place of Samuel Sam Gibson, 4 Water Terrace, Milltown Convoy. Remains are reposing at his residence this evening from 7 o'clock. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church Convoy, with burial afterwards in the family plot in the new cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Gibson Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Andrina Strain, née Carter, 10 Cranaview, Buncrana. Remains are reposing at her residence. Funeral on Thursday morning, leaving her home at 10 o'clock, going to St Mary's Church Vaughan for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Mary Dunleavy, Dunwiley, Stranorler and formerly of Ross Wurra, Glenfin Road, Ballybuffet. Her remains will repose at her home in Dunwiley from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorler at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards at St Mary's Churchyard, Sheshe O'Neill. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, if so desired, to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital and St Joseph's Community Hospital, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Mary Ose Baird, Castlebar, County Mayo, formerly at Dernacalli, Carrigans and Per Oses, Sandy Cove, County Dublin. Remains reposing at her home at 7 Pontoon Drive, Castlebar, this evening until 8 o'clock. Funeral and service of Thanksgiving tomorrow afternoon in Top Boyne Church, Churchtown, Carrigans, County Donegal, at 2 o'clock, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations if desired to the Irish Cancer Society and Mayo Hospice Palliative Care. The death has occurred of Bridie Doherty, Gortfad, Clonmany, Ne McGee, Sledron, Buncrana. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in the Oratory at Ballyliffin, with burial afterwards in St Mary's Church Cemetery, Clonmany. Family time from 10 o'clock tonight. And the death has taken place of Alan Thomas Campbell, Iona House, 19 Derry Road, Strabane, and formerly of Glen Road, Strabane. His remains are reposing at his brother Gavin Campbell's home, 68 Culmore Road, Derry. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock for Requiem Mass in the Sacred Heart Church, Derry Road, Strabane, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery.